This is Nick Evans in the WFSU newsroom at about 6:15 Sunday evening. I'm joined with Emergency Management Director Carol Ellerby for Jefferson County. Carol, how's everything going out in Jefferson?
Currently, we are ready and preparing to stay indoors when the winds pick up. We're expecting winds to start picking up around 7 to 8 p.m. tonight.
Tell me a little bit about what you guys are. What sort of message do you have for the people of Jefferson County? I understand you guys have a curfew for people using the roads.
No, sir. It's not a curfew. It is actually sheriff announces travel restrictions on roadways in Jefferson County, and it just simply states that Jefferson County Sheriff David Hobbs is strongly encouraging all residents to restrict travel on our roadways beginning at 8 p.m. Sunday, September the 10th, 2017, due to the potential for high winds. If winds exceed 35 miles per hour, first responders will not be permitted to use their vehicles to answer calls for service. Winds at this speed or higher will cause trees to fall and loose debris to become dangerous projectiles. Sheriff Hobbs is asking residents to stay tuned to the Jefferson County Emergency Management Facebook page for further updates on Hurricane Irma. Citizens can call our information line at 850-342-0211 for any questions or concerns about the storm.
Now, at this point, as we move in towards the evening, you guys probably want people to be sheltering in place, but if people stay in their homes and they need help after the storm passes, what should they do?
Yes, they should definitely stay in their homes, especially when the winds are high, because you could be hit by any kind of projectile. Trees are going to bend and limbs and debris will fly and could be knocked down. After the winds die down, and it's safe to come back out, we ask that you come out, but be very cautious. And if you see any down power lines, do not touch them. And call the emergency management office with any of your damages. Just want everybody to be safe as it possibly can be.
In terms of the storm coming through, what sort of damages are you guys expecting? What are you preparing for? You're going to have a lot of down trees, power lines, power outages. Do you have any sense of what you're expecting?
Yes, we are expecting on Monday, sustained winds of 60 to 65 miles an hour with gusts anywhere from 80 to 85 miles an hour. And those are going to be happening probably around from about 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Then they'll be gradually decreasing, but prior to that, they will be gradually increasing from about 11 to midnight until the 10 p.m.
Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you so very much in getting the message out to help keep our citizens of the United States and Florida safe.